okay. Fill in the middle with a name. It's Carlos and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say today. I say we hear what we have to say today. It's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in. Fill it in. Yeah.
What's going on, everybody? Hey, young world. This is Ryan, and Ryan only from the blank. We definitely do appreciate you showing up to another episode. Welcome to Ryan's Confession to Tape Volume 4. So yes,
there's nothing ever to take me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I bless the rains down in
Africa.
Woo! There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do.
But yes,
young world. I've returned. The prodigal son has returned.
He's back.
Woo!
He is back. I'll take my hat off for this one.
Welcome to another edition. A special edition. The return of the Mac to the back. Billy back, back. Woo! Yeah!
Huge.
I'm here, baby.
Huge.
I missed you. Did you miss me? Because I missed you. And now I've returned. I've returned. I'm alive and well. And I'm here, y'all. No legal problems at the border. I've returned and I made it. Yeah. Woo!
I'm here, y'all.
I'm back.
He's back.
I'm back.
He is back.
Thank you for having me back. So good to be back. What number episode are we on?
You know what's funny? This is actually our 99th episode.
Woo! We hit the Wayne Gretzky.
So it was literally spectacular because it landed like right on the mark for you coming back. So it's like a special episode. And then next week,
we have our super.
It's going to be our 100th episode.
Boom!
It's pretty fucking nuts.
This is pretty wild.
Pretty fucking nuts.
Pretty wild.
But I'm hype about.
Holy shit. Can you imagine that? 100 episodes deep.
It's just weird timing. It just fell in weird timing.
Just to think. It was just yesterday we started these in the pandemic. Pandy. In the pandy, as the Caucasians say.
It's been over a year. Right? Mm. Yeah. It's been like crazy because like, yeah, 100 episodes. Well, 99 for now.
99.
But I don't want I don't want that to take away from how special this episode is.
Why is that?
I'm sure that everyone loved the Ryan's confession tapes. Not really. I loved it.
Oh, good.
Looking at our audience straight in the eyes.
Yeah, I didn't like how you said that. Why'd you say it like that? That's so creepy. You didn't talk like that.
Let them know.
Oh.
Let them know.
Guys, I'm so sorry.
I'm here. I'm here.
Oh.
Mustache and all. You want this? I'm here. But yeah.
Stop creeping him out like that. Oh my god. Did you do that? Ew. Why?
It's a confession tapes, man.
I trusted you, man.
They're my Usher tapes.
Why would... But I'm here now to keep the peace, keep it less sexually assaulty, and keep it PG, y'all. Because the young world needs the wisdom. All right? They need to know about the real world. What I've been through for these last 2 weeks. Now set in, y'all, and let me tell you. It's story time with Carlos. Cue music.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. This is story time. With
Okay, wait a second, though. So, just want to say before we jump, like, really, really deep into this episode, because I'm sure that everyone is waiting for it, I just want to say happy Wednesday, because we are shooting on a Wednesday today. Okay, so happy Thursday. And then happy Friday for everyone who happens to be listening as well. Definitely do appreciate you coming in for another episode. You're in for a tale. It's going to be off the dome, which is, like, I'm excited about this episode because we get to hear exactly first person from what Carlos has gone through on this life-changing, life-altering experience. Carlos' confession tapes. Yeah. But yeah, so thank you. Definitely do appreciate it. But yeah, Carlos.
Yeah.
Carlos is back.
I'm back, y'all.
Back. Okay, so you got to give. Okay, so I guess I'm not going to take away from story time, so please jump into the first thing you want to share with everybody.
So I got you a gift.
Gift? You got me a gift? From a motherland?
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my God, Carlos! Yeah. I love it.
It's a one of them masks. Is it?
Oh, you're very sweet, man.
Yeah. So the story behind it is that nope, you can't wear it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So it's a wall. You know, it's an ornament.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
To put in the wall. So basically, the story was that it's about a prince who had just lost his father in an accident, and basically, when he was now starting to become king, he started to be in doubt. And he wasn't sure he can fill his father's shoes. So his family made this mask for him in order to let him know that, like, look, you are king and you have a job to do. And we're with you 100%. And whatever you do now is going to be infinite.
Wow.
To signify that. Wow. So whatever it is you do, it's going to be remembered always. You're going to be king. And you have to remember that whatever you do is going to be in the timelines for generations to come.
Wow.
Yeah. And and my favorite part of the story is absolutely none of that is true.
Oh.
So I literally got this maybe at Jane and Finch. Because I remembered, damn, I should bring Rutten on.
Kidding. I actually did get this in Ghana.
That's amazing.
Yeah. There was no story behind it. It just looked cool. So I'm
well, the story is that, you know.
Yeah.
Carlos.
I had a few bucks left, and I'm like, let me get Ryan some. That's
beautiful. Thank you. Even if it was your last
time. Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I love you. Thank you.
Hey.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hang this somewhere. We're going to hang it back here somewhere.
Yeah.
It's going to be part of our studio.
And boom.
So let me put this down before I break it.
Okay. It's, yeah. All right. Yeah. Be careful now. Cost me a pretty penny.
Oh, I definitely would.
Literally.
Are you kidding me? That's for sure.
Huh?
Wouldn't want to break it.
It's fine.
I got something for you.
What?
The welcome back drink.
The what? Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ.
So sorry. Go on with your story while I pour it up.
All right. So as Ryan delves back into his alcoholism, which I thought he'd clear up by now, but clearly, Jesus Christ.
So, basically, it was my brother and I that traveled alone. We traveled from the T-Dot Pearson Airport to JFK. I guess we'll start off with what happened at JFK. So, basically, apparently they announced on the PA that the plane was overcrowded. And they were willing to give away spots in order to free up room. They're willing to give away a refund for your ticket
And you can, if you stay over, they will give you the ticket plane ride for the next day. And, like, you won't have to pay for it.
That's so wild. So
they started off, they said it was $1,000 they will give you back.
Crazy.
If you end up taking the deal. So I look at my brother, and I'm like, it's a pretty good deal. I think we should take it.
That's a great deal.
And, yeah, and my brother's like, yeah, I don't know, though, because dad's waiting for us, right? And we don't know. So we called our dad, and we told him the situation. He's like, take the deal. Not even hesitation. Like, Carlos, if it was me, I don't care who's waiting for me. I'm taking that money. And we're like, okay, we sound
take
good.
The deal.
So we got off the phone, and they bump it up. They're like, so it's now $1,100.
Holy like, oh, shit.
Jesus. So we're hesitant to go, and then we wait a little bit, and then they're like, all right, it's now $1,200.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. Sweet. So me and my brother like, all right, let's do it. So we go up to the counter. We're like, hey, me and my bro, we would like to take this deal. And we're like, oh, and they're like, okay, well, we'll put your names down. And then if anything, we'll let you know. I'm like, cool, thanks. So the situation was that they needed to free up space for 5 people. Mm-hmm. And it was just me and my brother so far. So they needed 3 more people. And then we get the money and we can go stay in New York. Have a time, eat some nice ass dinner, stay in a nice hotel, and then call it, right?
Hell yeah.
So we were just waiting, and we're waiting. So it's time to check in for the, or not check in, sorry, but it's time to get in the plane. So they call our names on the PA. We're like, it's go time. We go in, and they're
oh,
like,
so they called your names. Yeah, they're like, oh, specifically names. Carlos. Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
So they call our names, and they're like, so there's a few people that didn't show up, so you're actually good to go on the plane.
Fuck.
Me and my brother like, fuck. Damn.
I think when you hear those stories, they're always like, we'll bump you to first class. That's what I was thinking.
Literally, I when told you my first brother, said that. Like, yeah. They have to. I mean, we literally
that would have been dope. That would have been dope.
But no. It was full. Bastards. So we end up on the plane. We go to Ghana. We see our dad and our uncle at the airport. They take us home. We're chilling. We hang out, you know, we're trying to rest because it was a long trip.
How long is the flight from JFK to Ghana?
From JFK to Ghana, around 10 hours.
10 hours?
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Another question. Who were you sitting beside on the plane?
To Ghana?
Yeah, to Ghana.
No, it was like an older lady.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was nothing serious, no. Nothing deep or anything.
You sure about that?
I didn't even talk to her. I think I made like a joke to her and she like laughed. But that's
wow. About
that's about it. Nothing crazy. No.
Nothing but, like our Vegas trip.
Huh?
Nothing like our Vegas trip.
Oh, no. Everyone was on their best behavior. Yes, sir. It was a long trip, you know that's what I'm good. Saying? So we go to Kumasi. We see our dad. We go home. Happened. So we sleep, and then the next day we went to go see our dad's side of the family. Everyone's asking how we are. I'm not speaking to them because I don't know what they're saying. And but yeah, we're meeting people. Everyone has the same comments. Oh, you don't speak Cree. You're so big. You're so handsome. Are you married?
No.
They're like, okay. So we sit there in awkwardness for maybe an hour or so, and then we head back home. We rest it off again, and then we go see our dad's mom, my grandmother.
Amazing.
She's okay. She's like 100-something now.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. And
holy shit.
The same comments, obviously. Why are you married? You're so big. Why don't you speak Cree? You got a few bucks. Okay. That's nice. Always good to see you, Grandma. Gave her some dough, peaced out, and we actually went to go see my dad's village, like where he literally grew up.
That's wild.
Yeah. And as we were going down, there was like a lake there, and as we're walking down, he noticed. He's just like, "Whoa, the lake was literally right here." But because of obviously global warming and shit, it actually pushed it all the way.
Back. Oh, like the lake, like sort of evaporated or something. Wow, that's nuts.
Damn, it used to be literally right here. I'm like, whoa. So then we walked like an extra 10 minutes to actually go to the lake now.
Wow.
And we're going and we're meeting like my dad, old classmates, like people he grew up with.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, same comments. You're big. Are you married? You got a couple bucks. I'm like, Uncle, I was just with you yesterday. Why are you doing this? That's fine. But that's about it in Kumasi.
So for Kumasi, did you have to like drive to these areas? Or are they all sort of like walking?
Yeah, we had to drive everywhere.
Also, it's not like close. No, so like where your dad's house is, it's not close to like the lake
or
the village.
It's like an hour and a half drive.
Holy shit, man. And like, how are the roads and stuff like that out there?
Absolute
why?
Fucking
like, what's
ass.
What do you mean, ass?
Something.
Yeah,
let
please,
me tell you
please.
Something. All right. So if the developed roads are there, it's traffic. Like, not even traffic. The people drive like goddamn maniacs. There are no traffic signs there. Everyone, it's literally like, it's a monster truck derby every time you go on that road.
Who was driving? Your dad?
My dad, most
and,
of the time.
And he like was driving perfectly
and
fine.
It was unbelievable.
That's wild.
Crazy. But his road rage was absolutely on 100 during that trip. And I couldn't blame him because some people there drive like fucking morons. If you're not driving a car, you're driving one of those trolley things. If you're
yeah,
not
like
a trolley,
motorcycle.
You're on a bike.
Yeah. That's
and
crazy.
Those people are insane. Oh my, and the roundabout. Oh, Jesus, the roundabout. Oh! The roundabouts, I'm telling you, is an absolute nightmare. Every time I'm clinching on the door and my seatbelt just to make sure everything is, you know, my dad makes it through. Because I don't know. It's literally life or death in those roundabouts.
Yeah.
Because you go, you enter, and you gotta, it's like my dad's stopping. It's like he's, you know, reversing and driving forward as if it's a double Dutch thing.
Oh, you can't be
he's
stopping.
Like, and then he goes in and I'm like, oh my God, he made it. And then getting out is a whole different story because other people are trying to get in too.
Yeah.
It's insanity. And then the undeveloped roads. Listen, seeing my grandmother, I love her. She's my grandmother, of course. But if I have to drive on that road again, Grandma, you're on your own. You're on your own. I'm not going to see you anymore. I'm sorry.
You're just going to leave her out there like that?
Bro, those roads are, how did she get there is my question. That's why, and she's like, oh, I never leave the house. I saw those roads. I understand why.
Yeah.
Why would you want to?
So is it like dirt roads?
It's dirt roads,
like
yeah.
Literally dirt road. That's
and
wild.
And how's there potholes in dirt roads? Make that make sense to me.
Yeah, I
you're
know.
A dirt
that's
road.
Weird.
You shouldn't have potholes.
That's weird.
That's all I got to say. The roads are an absolute nightmare out there. That's all I got to say about that in Kumasi. Lovely people. You need to stop laughing at the fact that I don't speak Cree. I get it, all right? That's not my problem. But also, nice people, though. We're very willing to help. So long as you tip them well, they're all willing to help.
Love it.
Their internet and water situation is kind of ass because it shuts off from time to time.
So how did the internet and
very
water
fast
thing
internet,
work?
But it shuts off a lot of the time.
Like it just like stops working?
It just stops.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, oh, come on. But other than that, the trip was, the Kumasi was, you know, it was a nice trip. But until we had a bit of a hiccup where... my brother, he wakes up one morning and like his stomach is like really hurting. I'm like, oh shit, are you all right? And he's like, yeah, it's fine. It's probably just a stomach bug. So we go to a gas station because my uncle owns a few gas stations across the city. And we're waiting. And my brother's like, I need to use the bathroom. I'm like, all right, cool. So we wait for him and he's gone for like a little bit. I'm like, what the hell's going on? He comes back and he's like, dude, I just yacked so much.
I'm wow.
Like, what the hell? Really?
That's
like,
fucked up.
Honestly, that was like the worst pain I've ever felt. I'm like, that bad? He's like, yeah. So
this is still in Kumasi.
This is still in Kumasi.
Okay.
And you're like, are you good to go out? Because we were planning to see our mom's side of the family that day. He's like, dude, I don't think so, man. I feel bad. I'm like, all right. So we drop him back home. I go see my grandfather, my dad, on my mom's side. And, you know, check out on him, see everything's all right. And then we go back to check in on Joel. And he's like, you know, like, I'm like, oh, shit.
Dying.
Yeah.
Just straight
rough.
Dying.
It's rough. And then we wake up the next day. And he's still in bed. I'm like, dude, are you all right? And we were supposed to go to Accra that day. Because we were moving from Kumasi to me and my brother were going to stay in Accra by ourselves for a whole week. And my brother's like, yeah, no, I can't make it.
Wow.
It's too bad. I'm like, shit. So we wait a few hours, and we're like, okay, let's just go to the hospital. All right. So we go. Turns out the doctor is like an old friend of my dad's. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Just keeps working out. That's awesome.
So he learns the symptoms of my brother, and he's like, okay, so we're going to give you antibiotics, and you'll be good to go. And I'm like, okay, cool. So we were thinking, oh, give him some pills, and we're set. And so they're like, oh, no, we're going to put, like, an IV in you, and you're going to have to stay here, like, overnight. I'm like, oh, shit.
That's crazy.
I'm like, really? He's like, damn. So he goes to a hospital room, luckily gets his own room, perks of knowing a doctor, and puts the IV in him. And he's just laying there, and we're like, okay.
I was like, well, I'm going to...
I'm going to cry. Yeah. You want to come with me later?
Meet me on the corner.
Okay? There are girls at the club I'm trying to get with. You know what I'm saying? So, deuces, you let me know, all right? No, I'm like, okay, so are you good to stay here? And he's like, yeah, I'm all right. I'll just sleep it over. I'm like, all right. So we left him. And
wild.
He slept overnight at the hospital. We went in first thing in the morning. We came back. He checked in on him. He's like, "How was the sleep?" He's like, "It's kind of awkward because the IV is like
sticking out
there." I'm like, "Shit!" So we let it finish, and they're like, "All right, you're free to go." I'm like, "Cool."
So and he was good.
He felt a little bit better, but you know, we let him rest the next day as well. And we wake up again on Sunday, and he's like, "I feel a lot better." I'm like, "Okay." So are we good to go to Accra? He's like, yeah, we're good. Like,
so you guys were 2 days late to go to Accra?
Yeah.
Was it 2 days or like 3 days?
We went out. We were supposed to go the Friday. We left.
Sunday. So the Sunday, yeah. And then did they ever kind of discover exactly what happened to your brother? Like, what did he eat? Or was it like a water thing or something like that?
They didn't narrow it down. It could have been a lot of things, really. It could have been like the water or maybe a mosquito bite, the food.
How does the water situation work there? Are you drinking bottled water?
It's kind of, bottled water is all you drink. Like, hell no, you're not supposed to drink tap water. Bottled water is you're supposed to drink, but at the same time, it's kind of different. So they say that you should be careful because you still could get sick.
Mm-hmm.
But there's different types of brands, but they only told us to drink the one. My mom told me to drink the one, which was Voltic.
Voltic.
Yeah, that's like the mineral. It's a mineral water over there.
That's wild, man. Yeah. Fuck, he's fine now, though. Okay, good, okay. Good. Yeah. So, best wishes to Joel, man. Like, I hope it didn't ruin your vacation by any means or anything like that.
Ruined mine.
No, I'm kidding. Your brother means well, but I'm glad you're okay. That's definitely a fucking crazy story.
Yeah.
Like, God, you never want to go to a third world country and get sick.
Yeah, it's
or like travel concerning. Anywhere and get sick,
it's
right?
It's kind of concerning, especially it's in the third world, because I'm just like, damn, if we were by ourselves, I don't know what we would do, you know? But luckily, my dad helped out.
Did it cost anything to go to the hospital?
Well, yeah, because he's a close friend of my dad and my uncle, they're like, no, we took care of it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, shit, thanks.
Because, like, normally stuff like that would be pricey, man, mm-hmm. Like, especially going to the doctor. Like, I've heard stories of people going to, like, the hospital in Cuba or like Mexico, and it costs them like an arm and a leg, yeah. Right? Like, it's one of those crazy things. So, fuck, I'm glad he's good.
Yeah, he's A-okay now.
Wild.
He's good. So, we finally make it. We're going to Accra. It's about like a 5-hour bus trip.
Five hours?
Like 5 hours.
God damn.
Yeah. But it was like a nice bus trip.
It made it to Montreal.
It was a coach bus. So,
oh, okay. Air conditioned.
Air conditioning and all that, yeah.
Voltric water.
Yeah. I'm keeping tabs, you know what I'm saying? Realistically, I didn't even have too much water there. All I drank was, it was a lot of Jack and Coke, and, you know.
What?
Sorry, excuse me, Jack and Coke.
What? Wow.
Jack and Coke. What did I say?
Do they have a lot of Jack Daniels out there?
No.
They don't?
Very minimal, like, you have to go to certain spots.
Oh, okay.
But they did have one at a Shell gas station. What's so funny?
Is it the same price as it is here?
A little bit. It's maybe like $10 cheaper.
Really?
Yeah.
Get out of here. Yeah, that's weird.
Like, well, yeah, I was surprised. Like, we were looking at these prices and we were like doing the comparable. And I'm like, this is almost the same, but like back home. Like, what's the deal here?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Because they make it in America. You think it would be cheaper for us.
Oh, what's interesting, speaking of prices, we went to this restaurant and
What kind of restaurant was it?
It was like a Kelsey's, I guess. Oh, okay. If you have to compare it to one, it was like a Kelsey's. So they serve like burgers, fries, and jollof rice and all that. They had a steak dinner.
Steak dinner.
Yeah. And it costs 50 cities. So if you had to compare it to Canadian, that's like... Hold on, let me look it up.
50 cities? Yes. Cities, the currency? Oh, cool. Ghana. Very cool.
So 50 cities to Canadian is $6.17 Canadian dollar. Yeah. So hear me out. That's a steak dinner. That comes with fries and whatchamacallit. Now, there are sauces as well, like packets, ketchup, or even like mayonnaise, like its own sauces and stuff. Tell me why these sauces were, reminder, the steak dinner was 50 cities.
$6 Canadian.
Yes.
$6 or $7.
Tell me why the sauces cost 45 cities.
That's how they get you.
Each.
You can't be eating this dry.
You mean to tell me I'm paying 50 cities for a steak dinner, steak, fries, all that.
Crazy.
And then 45 cities for Tabasco sauce on top of that?
That's crazy. Wow.
45 cities? What is going on here?
I wonder if it's because they have to like import it from like other countries, but the steak they can get there, like they can just, is it like cow?
I was too afraid to ask. I mean, when sauces is so close in price to a steak and all that,
I don't even know what meat it is. Yeah, don't even tell me.
There could have been I saw a cow walking in the middle of the restaurant. I'm like, what's going on? Oh, sorry, we're out of steak today. What? Go get the goddamn cow.
God,
I don't know, dude. I didn't want to.
That's wild.
So I obviously didn't order anything because I thought the price range was absolutely ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And so we like fell back, you know. We went to the malls in Kumasi. Kumasi Mall is actually really nice. If I had to compare it to a mall here, maybe like not Promenade, but a little less I want to say.
What's that one at Steeles and Dufferin?
Steeles and Dufferin.
Or sorry, Steeles and Young and Steeles.
Oh, Centerpoint?
Centerpoint.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Centerpoint?
Yeah. I would say that. It's a nice mall. Kumasi Mall is a nice mall. If you have to check out a mall in Kumasi, that's the
one. Is Kumasi like a big city? Like, is it a...
Yeah, very big. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Massive city, yeah. Well, one of the more popular ones besides Accra. But yeah, Kumasi is a massive...
Awesome. Because
that's where my family's from.
Awesome.
That's why they live out there. They got family out there. My dad has a whole ass house out there. So, yeah, that's why we stayed there first. We went to go see him, say what up. And then, so, we moved to Accra. First night, the home girl, Rhoda. Shouts out to Rhoda.
Shout out to Rhoda. Hope you're doing good, girl.
She came in. She like, yo, what's up, guys? Like, hey. And she just drove us around the town at night. Some nice-ass restaurants.
Bro. Oh, I can
nice
imagine.
Clubs and shit.
Yeah, the nightlife's got to be crazy there. Because Accra's like the main city,
yes,
right? It's like the capital? Is that what they...
It is the capital.
Okay, so the capital of Ghana. Yeah. So then that's probably like fucking madness.
It was nuts. So we're driving around like, damn, these are some beautiful-ass places. So we go to this first spot called Number 10. It's no and then X. So it's the Roman numeral.
Oh, okay.
So we go in. And it's a nice-ass spot. I'm talking, bro, it could compete with the spots here, man.
Wow.
It was nice.
That's awesome.
So we go in. I'm looking at the menu, and I'm like, there's a drink called Purple Rain. And I'm like, damn, okay. And there's another one called Raspberry Beret. I'm like, yeah.
Man, oh,
got some,
very
Prince
cool.
Fans here.
Very
so
cool.
I'm like, I'll get the Purple Rain. And my Rhoda was like, let me get the Raspberry Beret. And my brother Joel asked for a drink. I forget. It's like a pineapple-ass drink. I forget what it was called. But it was, like, really solid, though. So then as we're ordering, I'm just like, man, you guys must be really big fans of Prince. And the guy's looking at me. And he's like, what are you talking about? I don't understand. He's like, Prince? Because Raspberry Beret, Purple Rain. It's like, I don't know who that is. Prince? Like,
oh, really?
Okay.
Damn.
Fine, then. So then... You know, we got the drinks. The Purple Rain was decent. Raspberry Beret was really good. And my brother's drink was solid. So we got the drink.
And it was time to pay the bill, so I paid it. I didn't tip him because who the fuck doesn't know who Prince is, son of a bitch? That's what you get. Next time, learn your goddamn history, idiot. Anywho, yes, did you have a question?
And how many cities was this bill at the end of the night?
For the drinks?
For number 10. Numero like uno 10.
500 cities?
500 cities?
Yeah, which is...
So what is that? That's like
$61.
$61. So yeah. That's quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For drinks, yeah. So we did that. I obviously tipped him, just to be clear. I'm not a jerk. But I did spit on him and told him that you're an idiot for not knowing who Prince is.
I didn't realize that, like, going out, like, the nightlife would be that expensive.
Yeah.
Like, was it?
I mean, it's still at the end of the day. Like, these places look like top notch.
Yeah, like legitimate.
Like it would still, like even, yeah, I remember talking to my brother about it. Like, yeah, there's not much things that are cheaper here. Like, it's not much different than Toronto, really. I guess it got affected by, you know, the whole pandemic. And
yeah. You know. They're just trying to make up for the money. Mm-hmm. And then is there, like, a big tourist boom in Accra? Like, did you notice a lot of tourists in
that
area?
A lot of white people, I noticed. A few Asian people in Kumasi. Thank God they weren't on the road. And we're canceled. Thank you so much to everyone. No, I'm kidding. There is actually, we went to a place called China Mall.
China Mall.
That's what it's literally called.
And did they have, was it like P Mall? Kind of like a Pacific Mall?
Well, not really. It was like a warehouse looking
mall. Asian people don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like, bro. Yeah. And like, they sell shit over there. They were sell, like, we saw bottles of like Henny over there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
they're wow.
selling bottles and whatnot. It's called China Mall, and literally, Chinese people do own the mall. So it's just like, and my thing is, though, there. I also noticed this one thing with the places. There's an influx of, like, employees, but, like, it's like no one's doing anything. A lot of them are just, like, sitting down chilling. I'm like, damn, yeah, you're paying all these people just to chill. But I remember going to the Shell gas station. It was like a tiny, you know, you've been to a gas station. So it's like a tiny spot. There's only one cash register if you go to one here. We went to one gas station. There was like 8 girls.
Working.
Wow.
Do they like go and pump your gas for you?
No,
or is it...
They're in the thing. In the, yeah.
With all different cash registers.
No, just one cash register.
So what are these people just chilling?
They're just chilling.
Wow.
We went in there. They were talking girl stuff and whatnot. None of them asked me if I could help with anything.
Really?
No,
that's weird.
No, they were just chilling. I'm like, all 8 people. I had to go around and look myself.
If that's like the culture or something like that. Like, people just have like this job.
They have an influx of all these employees. I'm like, none of them's doing anything.
That's weird, man.
Right?
Like, when I think about something like that, I think about it's like... Because in, like, Toronto and, like, the western side, like, we're so, like, efficient. Or, like, we depend on, like, efficiency and, like, productivity. And it's, like, if you're not being productive, if you're not being efficient, it's like, okay, like, please leave.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can't live here. But over there, it's, like, chilling.
They're just like, can I work here? Absolutely. Start tomorrow. Well, great.
We're starting you at 20 an hour, man.
There's already 30 people in this gas station. That's fine. Well, we could always use 31. Like, what are you doing, folks? Ghana, get it together. Please. Because I'm looking at them, I'm like, not one of them even asked me if I could help with anything. If you're looking for something. What the fuck? Come on, man. All right. Back to Accra. So we chill out, we go to an English pub, to the next space. There's like clubs after clubs after clubs here. It's nice. So unfortunately, because my brother got sick, we had to miss out on the whole nightlife situation where there was no like packed clubs because it was a Sunday. So it was unfortunate.
Oh, okay. So for the first night.
Yeah. So, but overall, I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed the experience because it was like calm, cool, and collected. It wasn't too, too wild.
I would have thought that like in... Well, I guess it doesn't really, it's like the same thing as Toronto. Like, there's obviously some places that you can go on like a random day and go clubbing. Mm-hmm. I would have thought that it would have been like that in Ghana.
It depends on the nights. Because also apparently the week we were there, I guess everyone was resting because the next week we weren't going to be there, unfortunately. It was the Easter weekend. So apparently it's like a really big deal where they turn up a bit.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so I guess they were resting for that and then. But either or.
and continue on. The next day, you know, obviously, Rhoda drops us off home. We go rest for the night. We thank her, you know, appreciate the, you know, the support and looking out for us.
Shout out to Rhoda.
So next day, we're like, all right, what's on the agenda? We go to Osu Castle, which is where the they held slaves at the place. So they give a tour there.
That's wild.
And then we check out Black Star Square, which is a very big site in Ghana. And then, I guess Accra Mall, we call it a day. So we leave our Airbnb. We are on our way walking to Osu Castle because it was a few minute walk, like maybe like a 15 minute walk from where
from
we
your Airbnb. Yeah.
So we're walking, and this dude is beside us. I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, hey.
Speaking English.
English, full blown.
Oh,
English.
So he knew.
He
caught you guys.
I don't know, but he
has dressed differently, yeah, or something like that. Is that what it was?
I don't know.
And he smelled differently.
I don't. I mean, Old Spice. So he's like, hey, what's up, man? I'm like, yo, what's up? He's like, where are you guys from? He's like, oh, we're from Toronto, Canada. He's like, oh, I have a friend out in Calgary, Alberta. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, cool. It's like, is Calgary close to Toronto? I'm like, no. I'm like, oh. Okay.
I guess in like a global scale.
And, sure.
He's trying to fit in.
I guess. And then he's like, oh, what's your name? He's like, oh, my name is Carlos. This is my brother Joel. And he's like, oh, I'm Kojo. I'm like, oh, nice to meet you, man. He's like, yeah, I'm an artist around here. I'm like,
oh, really? Cool. That's,
yeah,
dope.
He's like, oh, cool, cool, cool. He's like, yeah, let me show you my art pieces. So he puts it down on the floor, and he's showing us these art pieces. And my brother's like, yo, we got to go, man. We have to see a few stuff. He's like, hold on. I won't be 2 minutes. I'll only be like maybe 5 minutes of your time. I'm like, all right. So he's showing us his stuff, and it's some really good-looking pieces. I'm not going to lie.
Like paint? Or is it like sculptures?
Yeah, it's on like acrylic like paint. You know?
Okay, okay.
So I'm looking at these. I'm like, these are nice. He's like, which one's your favorite? He's like, I like this one the most. He's like, I'll tell you what, man, here, free of charge. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Get out of here.
Appreciate it. So I go, he's like, yeah, you know, so I'm just trying to make it, you know, make ends meet because, you know, I'm just a struggling artist and whatnot. But if you could spare a few for your brother, then, you know, it'll help me out. And I'm like, oh, dear.
You fell in.
I am in the hole.
You fell in.
So, the situation was that I did not have change. Like, I only had big bills on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, shit. Like, he's like, usually, you know what? I actually sell these for $350 city. But if you can give me anything, then that would appreciate it. And I'm like, okay, bro, look, I'm sorry. I actually don't have change on me. I took out my wallet because I wanted to double check if I actually did. And I noticed that there was like hundreds of cities in there. I'm like,
hundreds of cities.
Like, not
so hundreds, like, of cities,
it's in,
like,
hundred, like, it's in hundreds, like 100, like maybe,
oh, 100,
yeah,
city,
yeah, yeah. No, like I had like eight, I had maybe 800 cities, but they're all 100s, like
it was, oh, they're all, yeah, in 100s. Oh, yeah. Okay. And then 100 cities, like a lot of money. That's like a decent amount of money.
I mean, I'm rolling in the dough.
Like, if, wait, 50, you said 50 cities is $6.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you're looking,
yeah. I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
I'm
That's
doing
good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm sorry, I actually don't have change. I'm like, all right, but I noticed the hundreds. I'm like, oh, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. I'm like, yeah, dude, look, I want to break these down, but I honestly, like, I can't, like, I can't do anything. So like, dude, honestly, if you can keep it something, you know, something from the heart, man, something from the heart. And my brother looks at me, he's like, I think he means like a, you know, like say something to him to wish him good luck. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, God bless, man. Honestly, I wish you nothing but the best. And he looks at me weird, and I'm like, I look back at my brother, I'm like, he obviously meant money.
What the fuck? Oh, my God.
So we go. So I'm just like, honestly, dude, I don't have any change. So I give the paint back to him. I'm sorry. If I could help you out, I would. But I just can't.
Okay.
I just can't help him out. So he looks at me and he goes, thanks. And he walks away.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
And I'm like, oh, I feel so bad.
Damn.
You know, I left the brother hanging.
And then
those situations are tough, man.
It is, because I'm like, tough. Shit, man. He's down on his luck. He's trying to make ends meet, man. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I could have helped him out. So we go in. We're walking. We're walking to Osu Castle. We notice the beach there. And it's like a lot of trash on the beach. I'm like, damn, it's kind of rough out here. So we make it to Osu Castle. It's unfortunate. And we're talking to security guards, like, hey, do you guys give tours? They're like, oh, no, we've been closed down for months now. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so, like, what happened? It's like, yeah, no, we've been closed down for months. Like, when do you guys open back? We're like, honestly, it's up in the air now. I'm like, shit, man.
Did you guys find out what happened kind of thing?
No, they wouldn't tell, because even on the website, it wouldn't say, it says open, but it doesn't say anything about being closed down.
Wow, that's weird, man.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, well, that sucks.
I wonder if it's like some government conspiracy shit or something. I don't
know. So we end up walking to go to Black Star Square, another sightseeing thing. We end up there. It's beautiful. We take a few photos. By the way, I'll be uploading, like doing like a photo dump on my account as well as the blank, so. Keep that on lock. Check. Keep that on deck. So we go there, and we take a few photos. We see the soccer field there. We take a few photos there. We take in everything. Everything's gorgeous. Everything's beautiful. I look at my brother. I'm like, all right, now what? Let's go to Accra Mall.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. So we needed to go to the street to get a car. As we're about to go.
To get a car?
Yeah, because Uber.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you guys were renting a car out there. Like, oh, shit.
Mm-mm. It's not that. No. I'm not gonna drive in this. Then that goddamn hellhole.
So they have Uber out there, and does it connect to your app, like the app that you already have from here? Yeah. Oh, okay,
so,
awesome.
But normally
awesome.
You're supposed to pay cash though. They don't. Do cards or anything, so they want cash. So a tip for anyone that's going to Ghana: if you want to use Uber, you can, but it's cash.
So how much was like the trip from Black Star Square to
Accra
Mall?
Maybe like $6.
Six. Okay.
Yeah, which was like, and it was like a 20-minute drive.
Hey, I'll take it.
Yeah. So we're walking to the street, and then a random dude stops us. Like, hey guys. I'm like, yeah. Oh, he's like, hey man, what's up? He's like, hey, I saw you guys at Black Star Square. I'm like, yeah, we're just taking in the sights. It's like, oh, okay. My name.
So
is
he Mike. Was at the mall.
Hmm.
Wait. So he was at the
no. Black Star we're Square. Still at Black Star Square.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
We're
okay,
still at Black okay. Star Square.
Got it.
Yeah, because we're looking for a car. So we're about to find a car, and then he stops us. And he goes, hey, my name is Kofi. I'm like, oh, I'm Carlos. This is my brother, Joel. And he's like, oh, where are you guys from? We're from Toronto. He's like, oh, I actually have family out in Manitoba. I'm like, oh, cool, cool. So he's like, yeah, I'm a graphic designer. I'm like, oh, nice. What are you doing out here? He's like, yeah, I'm just, just doing some work. He's like, hold on, let me show you something. So he puts something on the floor, like wondering what the hell this is. And I look down. It was the same art pieces that fucking Kojo had before. The exact same.
No difference.
No difference.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, oh, my God. The goddamn scam. Kojo fucking, he makes me feel bad and shit.
The
I'm
scams.
Over here thinking, oh, man, I left a brother hanging.
The scams.
And then I'm that looking at funny. It, and I didn't even let him, my brother didn't even let him finish. He's just like, you know what, dude, we gotta go. We're sorry. We told another guy, he tried to do the same thing. We're not.
Oh my God. That's too funny.
And I'm just like, this is bullshit. Ugh. How dare he?
Playing on people's emotions, man. Playing on people's emotions.
Rude.
I'll bet if you like took one of the paintings and like turned it over, it probably says like made in China or something like that.
I don't
back.
Even know because it had like it had signatures on them and they all had the same signature and it was the same signature as the last guy too.
That's too funny.
And I'm like, I asked him too, and he's like, did you design these? He's like, yeah, man, I'm just in school for graphic design, so I designed these. I'm like, this son of a bitch.
This you mother son of fucker. A
bitch. I get you guys.
I get the hustle.
Me. You
yeah.
know what I mean? I'm not hustle. Judging, but at the same time. Don't make me feel guilty and like sell them.
Taking advantage of tourists, man.
How dare he?
You're a smart guy.
That's
a smart guy.
How dare he? Either or. We make it to Accra Mall. We're looking at the sites. It's very Von Mill-esque. Small, but Von Mill-esque. And we're looking, and I'm looking around, and in Africa, obviously, you gotta, you know, we gotta eat the meals. We get hungry. So what else do? We eat the meal like any other African would. We go upstairs, and we eat at Burger King. So we go.
There's a Burger King there?
There is a
Burger King. Wow, that's wild.
In Accra Mall, believe it or not. This is wild times. I'm like, I'm not going to miss this opportunity. I'm like, I have to check this out.
It's funny because, like, Burger King is not even one of the top, like, chains.
I would assume McDonald's they would have.
Yeah.
They don't have a McDonald's.
They don't have McDonald's there?
No. They have Burger King, Domino's, Pizza Hut, and KFC over there.
Crazy.
No McDonald's.
No McDonald's.
Hmm.
Franchise opportunity for anyone who's listening.
Get again. Anyways, I get me my Burger King. We pick up some stuff from the grocery store because my brother wants to cook some stuff later.
Awesome.
And we make it our way back home. And then later that night, Rhoda was going to come back and we were going to go to another club. Like, not club, but like a beach house.
This is on the Monday.
This is...
Or the Tuesday.
Yes, Tuesday. Sorry.
Tuesday.
And so my brother was like, hey, I'm pretty tired. I don't think I'm going to make it. I'm like, okay. If I understand. So me and Rhoda, we go. We check out this beach house called Sandbox. And it's a beautiful spot. And I'm like, dang, Sandbox. This is nice, man. They had like a pool. They're playing good music. The food was pretty solid. And I, you know, checking out the sites and stuff, I'm like, damn, this is not bad. Not bad at all. I'm liking this Sandbox place. So I'm trying to check that place out during the day too. But yeah, Sandbox. Not bad.
Good stuff.
So I wanted to check out the other beach houses, but apparently they all close at 12.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, that's
right. Well, I guess maybe a weekday.
Well, even still. But like, really? 12? Okay, whatever. So Rhoda drives me back home. And, you know, thank her, you know, appreciate it, homie. You're the real one. I enter the key. Now, the thing about the key is that the owner of the Airbnb told us that, like, in order to enter, you have to do the opposite way. So instead of usually you go to the
right.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to go to the left.
Okay.
So I do that. I go to the left, not open. So I go back to the original. Go to the left, still not opening. All right, this is being weird. I go back to the original, the key breaks. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And this is like 1 a.m. in the morning. The key is broken.
Oh, and I'm like, well then.
This is quite unfortunate. I'm in the middle of the street in Accra. Random ass people just looking at me.
Oh my god, that's so good.
Some random dude's walking a freaking street dog on the road. I'm like, what are you? That's not your dog, dude. What are you doing?
Oh my god.
Fuck, what do I do? So I call my brother, and luckily he's awake. I'm like, hey, so the key broke in the lock. He's like, oh shit. I was like, yeah. He's like, let me call the Airbnb guy. And I'm like, okay. So I'm sitting there waiting. And I'm just standing there looking around. I'm like, fuck, what do I do?
Wait, so your brother couldn't come open the door?
No, because he's locked, because he need a key to open the unlock it from the inside as well.
Oh, safety measures.
That's how they do it.
How they do it in Ghana.
In Ghana, everything needs a key. Even if you go to the washroom, there's a key in there to open the door.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Wow, I've never heard of that.
Yeah. So he couldn't open the door, unlock the door for
That's
me.
Crazy.
So I'm like, okay, this is fascinating. So my brother's like, yeah, he's not picking up the phone.
It's fucking like 1 a.m.
Shit. I'm like, okay. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to find a hotel and I'll just sleep there that night. I'm like,
wow.
I'm like, all right.
What an adventure, like, okay. Man. That's crazy.
Yeah. And he's like, okay.
Okay.
he's all right, enjoy the night, motherfucker. Yeah, have a good nighty night. Don't let the... don't let the yellow fever mosquitoes bite. I'm like, what the fuck? No, he's like, okay, text me when you get a place. I'm like, all right. So I'm walking around at night. Now it's about like 2 a.m. in the morning. And I'm like, all right, this is a little
Don't even speak the language.
Yeah, no, don't speak a single lick. I'm like just looking around at this point. Graphic, I'm not even asking for the direction.
Graphic designers left and right offering you paintings and shit.
I'm like, no, thank you.
So I'm walking around, and I'm going, and I see this street, this lively street. And I'm like, okay, maybe I can find something along here. So I'm going, as I'm about to, yes.
2 a.m. on a Tuesday night, and there's lively street.
Lively street.
Okay, okay, got it.
So I'm walking around, and as I'm about to enter that street, a woman approaches me. She's like, excuse me. And I'm like, hi. And she's like, how are you? I'm like, I'm good. How are you? Yeah, you know, I'm having a good night. Are you looking for a massage? And I'm like, huh?
What?
Like, baby, I'll give you a good massage.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, no, I'm good. Thank you. I'm like, baby, come on. I'm like, no, thank you. I needed a place to stay. Although the massage did seem very enticing. Had I had a place to stay, then I...
Hey.
You know, when in Rome, just saying. So I'm walking along the street, and I see this bar, and there's some, it's a lively bar. There's a lot of people there. I'm like, shit, it's like the most packed I've seen anywhere so far. So I check it out. No one's dancing or anything. So I'm like, oh, I don't want to just sit there. You know what I mean? I've quite a bit of white people, too, that I've noticed. I'm like, all right, this must be the spot. So as I'm passing, I was about to leave the bar place, there was these dudes posted up on the wall, really thugged out shit. You know what
I'm
saying?
Oh, shit.
Like tank tops. And one dude had like an LV pouch on him. And, you know, he's posting up wearing like a Gucci shirt.
Damn.
Oh, these are really thugged out dudes. These guys, I'm not trying to mess
guys,
it up.
Yeah.
So as I'm about to leave, one of the dudes approaches me.
Oh, hey, shit.
I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, God.
Legit.
Hey, brother.
You know what? And to think I was about to, you know, I was worried that tonight might be the night, and this is it. I'm like, this is the moment. This is where I might not make it back to the Airbnb.
Damn.
So I go in, and he comes up, and he's like, excuse me, man. Hey, listen, could you spare us a few bucks? I'm like, oh.
What?
And I'm noticing, I'm like, I was shocked at how nice he was.
He didn't even try to offer you anything.
Well, obviously he had an accent and stuff. I'm not going to try but like, he's like, he was very nice, you know, completely gentleman-like, asking me politely if he could spare us a change. And I'm just like, damn, I don't have any. I'm sorry, but, like, I really could help you. I actually don't have change. He's like, come on, bro, please, can you help me out? And I take another look at him. It's the dude with the LV pouch and the Gucci shirt. I'm like, how are you going to have shit in my head? I'm like, how are you going to have this shit? And then I had the nerve to ask me for change. Where's your money?
God.
Let me have some of your money. But I'm like, yeah, man, sorry. I can't.
Yeah.
So I break away from that. I'm walking around, and lo and behold, a nice-ass hotel.
Like, didn't even, it just came up. You didn't even know where.
I had no clue.
No idea happening. Where you were going or anything. Yeah. That's wild,
so,
man.
I'm just like, okay, this is good. This is nice. So, and then I noticed that it was a nice ass club beside that. I'm like, ooh, I might check this out if I check in. I go to the front desk. It will be $100 US for the night. I'm like, all right, fine.
You got to do it. Yeah. It's tough. Those situations, it's like, oh, I got to do
like,
it.
Like, all right, fine.
Damn, so I wonder if they knew
what
that you were like a tourist.
Yeah, my accent.
Yeah. Oh, okay. 100%. Yeah, that's true. Because I wonder how much it really could have been. It could have been maybe like
no. They had like a sheet.
So oh, okay, okay, okay.
It broke down. Unless that makes sense. They switched it last minute if they saw me at the door. Like, ooh,
look at this fool.
Look at this dude. $100. But nah, they checked me in. Very fancy hotel.
Really?
Very fancy schmancy, I will say. They have like technologicals and everything, you know what I'm saying? Chinese owned. So it was good, you know. The bed was hard as a goddamn rock, so I couldn't hardly sleep. I wake up the next morning. I check, you know, I walk around. And so I'm like, I text my brother, hey, I'm on my way home. Can you open the gate? Well, no, sorry. I missed a part. My apologies. While I was in the hotel room that same night, my brother was like, hey, the Airbnb guy unlocked the door. I'm like, what the hell? How? He said he chewed the key out the goddamn lock. I'm like,
That's gangster, man.
Are you fucking kidding me? He's like, I swear to God.
Bit that shit.
Yeah, he's just
hiding. Love it.
And I'm like, wait,
it's so funny.
Are you joking? And he's like, I swear to God. I'm like, okay, well, I mean, I already checked in, so I'm going to sleep. I'm like, all right, I'll just message me in the morning when, and I'll let you
know. That's
I'm
too
like,
funny. Okay.
So I go in, I go to sleep, I wake up, check out, and as I'm checking, I'm walking the streets, and as I'm walking, the same prostitute is still there on the one.
Holy shit.
He's like, hey, you still want that massage? I'm like,
oh, so she remembered you.
And I'm like, lady, it's 6 a.m. in the morning. I'm going back to my hotel. I'm going back to my Airbnb. Of course I want that massage. I have a room. Come with me. No, come I'm kidding. Me. Obviously, I didn't do that. But, yes, I finally make it to my Airbnb, and then I just knocked out in my own bed. And
damn.
Went to sleep.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's what an adventure, man.
That is
that's wild.
Adventure. Yes. Those were the most adventurous moments for myself in Ghana.
Good for you, man.
Other than that, yeah. So we just we went to a beach house during the day called Allura Beach House. Nice as hell. Chilled by the beach. Waters are rough as fuck, so I'm like, yeah, I'm not getting in that shit.
You didn't go swimming at all?
Hell no.
It's
no,
crazy.
The water is dirty and it's rough.
Is it like off a lake or is it off the ocean?
No, it's the ocean.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. And damn. But they had a pool as well. And yeah, it was a nice place. Very nice spot. If y'all need to check a beach club out, Allura Beach Club. Not bad.
I'm assuming like beach clubs are like the shit out there. Yeah, like that's what everyone does, kind of thing.
Dope as hell, man. And yeah, we rest up then the next day. We get on the airplane. We wait 6 hours at JFK for layover.
Damn.
That was unfortunate. Like, what the hell are we going to do? We're walking around, and my brother and I find a spot to sit down. I'm like, okay, cool. My brother's like, I'm just going to use the washroom somewhere. I'm like, all right. So he walks away, and then he comes back, and he's like, I just saw Ja Rule. I'm like, wait, what? He's like, yeah, Ja Rule. I'm like, Ja Rule, Ja Rule. He's like, yeah, bro.
Like Murder Inc.
Yeah,
Ja Rule.
He's like, yeah, I just saw Ja Rule.
Ashanti Ja Rule.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. I'm like, what the hell? Well, who was he with? He's like, yeah, he's with like these two dudes that try to assume he's a security guard. And I'm like, and he's like, he's actually pretty tall. He's like, really? I thought he was just be a bit short. He's like, no, he's actually pretty tall. And he's jacked up. So I can't take him. Like, what do you mean you can't take him? Bro, I'm a big Eminem fan, man. I wouldn't fuck that guy. I'm like, all right. Well, damn, that must have been nice. So we're still waiting for the plane. And we're walking around. My brother's like, he notices something in the convenience store. And he's like, yo, bro, look who's in there. Look who's in there. I'm like, look in the convenience store. I'm like, what? Is it Ja Rule? Is he back again? And I see this dude. He's bent over getting something. And he gets up. It was Joey Badass. And I'm like, oh, shit.
That's crazy.
And now,
no security guards?
No, he was with some one dude with like a vest. I should let you know, my brother is a huge Joey Badass fan.
Wow,
so
that's dope.
Just like, damn. And my brother's like, yo, that's my guy. I'm like, let's go say hi. And I'm like, yo, let's go say hi. He's like, oh, come on, man. I don't want to bother him. I don't want to bug him.
That's awesome.
I'm like, yo, you know, man, fuck it. Let's just go say hi. So he's walking out of the convenience store. And I'm just like, yo, Joey, man, I just want to tell you I'm a big fan. He's like, oh, appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. He gives me a handshake. That's a big-ass ring on his finger. I'm like, oh,
gang shit.
He's like, some gangster shit. And whatnot. He's like, and my brother tells him, like, yo, man, you're really talented, bro. It's like, oh, thank you, man. And then he walks away. I'm like, oh, nice guy.
That's awesome. You know? Yeah, that's awesome.
And
very cool.
Yeah, our plane finally arrives. I go in. Now, the girl I was talking to there was engaged to be married. So nothing was happening there. Relax. Chill. Take it easy. But no, she was cool as hell. She said she was from Ghana originally, but she lived in the Bronx for a few years, so she was going back to see family and stuff. And we were getting to know one another. She was telling me all the spots, if you do come back to Ghana, all the spots that you should go, all the food that you should eat. And she was mentioning me in the States how she used to go back and forth between the Bronx and Houston. How they both have very big Ghanaian presence there.
Cool.
So I'm like, damn, okay, maybe I should check out Houston next.
And we finally landed in the sick side.
Wow.
And now here I am.
Back in the flesh.
Back in the flesh for 90.
That's fucking wild, man. Yeah. I'm glad you made it alive.
I made it out alive.
That's
man.
Crazy. Cause cheers, when you... here. Cheers to that. So I have some questions.
Yes, please.
Or at least some follow-up stuff first.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're back.
Yeah.
I'm sure that our audience is super excited to hear from you. Shout out to, you know, everyone that happens to be listening and, you know, waiting for this episode. Because I'm sure that, you know, you were. I was definitely excited to hear all about all the stories. Because all this stuff I didn't really hear up until now. Like, we really kept it. Carlos did a really good job of kind of keeping it as a secret or at least allowing it to kind of happen and then come back for the episode. So you're hearing it first with me in this case. So I'm super excited to have you back. I'm hoping that people...
Sorry to interrupt. Shout out to Sherwin for picking me up at the airport. Thanks, man.
Shout out to Sherwin. Love the homie. Love you.
Love you.
But in this case, yeah, fucking wild, man. That was a crazy trip.
That was an interesting time for sure.
So let me, I'll come up with some follow-up questions.
Yes,
so
please.
The first thing I always love to ask when people are traveling is food. Because I'm a big food fan.
Yeah.
What was the best dish that you had out there, if you can think?
It was a very popular dish out there, I think.
And please don't say Burger King.
No. It wasn't.
Did Burger King sell jollof? Okay,
no.
I'm surprised.
It wasn't the Burger King. No, it was the what do they call it out here? How do I say that? They usually say with an accent, so it's hard to pronounce.
A tomato chicken sandwich from KFC.
Tomato chicken sandwich from KFC.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
It's the one they have here actually as well.
Oh, really?
It was no, the best thing I'm lying. It's not the best thing. What?
Fucking me up, girl.
I'm sorry. It was either the jollof rice that I had from a place or chicken fried rice.
Amazing.
Yeah. One of the two dishes that they're
awesome. Awesome. Yeah. And then, as a follow-up question to that,
what
was the worst thing you ate out there?
The jollof rice or the chicken fried rice?
I'm never coming back.
Yeah, no. Like, I loved it at one point, but then my stomach didn't the next day.
Oh, was it that bad?
I mean, it wasn't bad. It was just, no, it was solid. It was
just, there was just a few dishes that just weren't that great.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. Did you eat a lot of home cooking, like when you went to go see your family and stuff like that?
No, we didn't eat when we saw them.
Okay.
We only ate either at home or we got food at the bars and restaurants.
So, in this case... what was your favorite thing about the trip? Or at least like your favorite place, your favorite experience, the favorite person you met, you know, the guy trying to sell you the art.
That guy. He deceived me. No.
What was the best part? Like the part where you were like, man, I'm literally on vacation. Like this is my favorite shit.
Probably the beach houses is when I felt like I was on vacation.
Yeah.
Like it was like awesome. Second to none feeling.
Awesome.
Just like just the whole relaxing and chilling. Even I'm like noticing my brother who doesn't go to places like that. Even he was just like, yo, this is a vibe out here. I'm like, oh, good for you.
Awesome.
I was really happy and I got to enjoy it with him. And also, I guess we ended up going to another castle where they held that was a unique history trip there.
Awesome.
That's another story. I think I'll just keep that as like a part two in the next episode because I didn't want to keep everyone for long. But I'll remember that for next week's 100th.
Awesome.
Actually, should I bore people for 100th or should it just be like a whole celebration episode?
Well, I'm sure that like Ghana's going to come up, you know, quite a bit in the next like couple of episodes.
I just wanted to
keep
this fun and lighthearted and for this one. But I don't want to bore people and not bore people, but like make it sad because it's a pretty rough story.
Oh, well, yeah. No, okay. We'll keep that.
Yeah. So we'll keep it. And but yeah, we did end up going to another castle that had a few historical facts that we learned and stuff.
So a follow-up question to that, what was the worst experience? Because I think that when you travel, sometimes not everything can be consistent and good. I think sometimes people run into like those weird issues that you don't really experience, like for me, if I was in your shoes, it probably would be the key breaking story. But
either that or my brother getting sick.
Yeah.
That was one though, between the one of the two.
Yeah.
But all overall, I was just happy I didn't get to miss WrestleMania. It was that week.
Crazy.
Yeah. And I got to watch it, which was nice. On the TV, which was even better. But, yeah, between the worst, it was either the key. Key breaking is a funny story. It was scary as fuck in the initial.
Oh, yeah, I can fucking imagine.
Like, I was, like, holding it. I'm like, uh-oh.
Well, I'm screwed.
I'm about to die. I'm looking on the street. There was a dude on the street corner on the phone. I don't know what he was doing. He was like, guess what the nigga is weird. We're about to fuck this one dude up. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh no, but yeah, that was scary. But it was a funny experience for sure. Yeah. But yeah, that was probably either that was the worst or my brother getting sick, which was a rough. Yeah. It wasn't scary for my brother because I knew he'd be okay. It was just a stomach bug that he needed something mm-hmm. for. But it sucked because obviously he had to go through that.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that was the worst, I think.
And then I gotta say, best. Drink because I'm a big alcoholic. Jack and cock, okay, yeah. Especially the cock.
I love me some cock.
Okay, and then the worst drink you had out there.
Oh, there's a beer called. Shit, what's it called?
It was a beer.
Yeah, it was a homemade beer. It was not homemade. Oh. Sorry, it was like a Ghana made.
Oh, okay, and it was bad.
Yeah, it was not good.
Really?
Fuck, what's it called? Oh my god, I need to figure it out. It's like a really popular.
Do they have a couple different beers? Like
Club, that's what it's called.
Club?
Yeah, they have a few.
Club. And it was the worst thing you've ever drank.
It was the worst beer I had. Not ever, but it was definitely the worst drink I had there.
Damn.
Yeah.
What was wrong with it?
It was just the taste was weird. It was like a very it's like probably the most popular beer there.
Also, people love it.
Yeah.
And it's probably cheap.
Like, they advertise every freaking
week. Like how much is like a bottle of one of those things at a bar? Like,
it's like maybe like $2.
Wow.
And it's massive too. It's not even like a little bottle. So I'm like, oh god, I have to finish all of this.
And it was cold and it was still
cold
bad.
And it's still not good.
Wow.
Yeah. There was another beer that was like a lot better. It was also a Ghana made beer. I forget what it's called. But I enjoyed that a lot more.
Damn.
Yeah. That was the worst drink I've had there.
Unfortunate.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think those are my questions just for now. And I'm sure that, you know, more stuff is going to happen to come up the more episodes that we run into. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hype, man. I know we didn't really, we didn't get into everything. I'm sure that Carl still has holding back some certain things.
Yeah, a few.
So.
Nothing crazy, though. I think I got over the best parts of the trip so far.
I think over the last couple of weeks, just with you being gone. I've been good.
Yeah?
I've been chilling.
What you been doing?
I've been loving the confession tapes.
Is that right?
I don't know how many views they've been getting, but it's nice to cry, you know, in front of my audience. It's nice to just to wholeheartedly be Ryan and not this fake Ryan that you see and I portray every Thursday and sometimes Wednesdays. Christ.
Why are you like this?
No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm good. There's a lot of stuff that happened over the last 3 weeks, I think. A lot of stuff that I did sort of mention some of it, and there's a lot of things that I do want to talk about because I think it's good information for our podcast. Mm. So I'll probably be bringing it up in the next couple of episodes because I do want to, like, not take away from this topic. But, no, everything's been good, man. Everything's been chilling. I did a lot of quick episodes.
Mm.
I'm really happy about my new artwork. Mm. I can't wait to post. I'm going to make sure that we have it up for our next episode.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
All sure. Right.
On to the 100th.
On to the 100th. What's the plan next week? Are you just going to just gloat to see that we made it? People didn't tell us. People were saying that we wouldn't make it this far.
I think it's going to be like a good reflection episode. I think on 100 episodes, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, you get to talk about and... It's going to be definitely a more reflective episode on, like, what you can do better and all that kind of stuff. So we'll definitely see. But we definitely do want to celebrate it, which is another thing. I know I do. I think it's one of those feats in life where it's like if you've accomplished something, celebrate it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's it's a milestone that Carlson and I have had in for a long time. And like, even at the beginning of our podcast journey, we were like, man, imagine we make it to 100 episodes, right? Like, if we don't get bored of each other.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Tune in on next week's episode. Find out if Carlos is going to come back.
Wait, what?
Find out on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
Wait,
well,
hold on. Let's talk about... Wait, what? You're bored of each other.
I'm just playing. I thought you would get bored of me.
What?
You'll hear this in the next episode.
Absolutely. And on that note, thank you all so much for joining us this week for our Wayne Gretzky episode. Tune in next week where we'll celebrate 100th. What do we got planned? I'll figure out some things over the weekend.
It'll be something cool.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
We're hoping that everyone can celebrate with us as well.
And,
so,
you know, maybe we might dress up or something. I know I won't.
I can do that.
Got time. Plus, isn't this the weather supposed to be meh next week?
Any day of the weather is really nice. Get out there and enjoy the weather, people.
Enjoy yourself this week. It's nice this week, so turn up a bit. Turn up a bit. But on that note, my name is Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And I survived Ghana. And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. And don't forget to...
Welcome back, Carlos.
Woo!
Peace, everybody.